the rest of the story. It has become a cliche of history that civilized white men invading primitive cultures mess them up. That the primitives so frequently trusted the white man was an honest mistake. Their legendary gods worked miracles, and so did the white man with his fire stick, even with his ambrosia-like fire water. So the decimation and denigration of Indian cultures by European explorers is a case in point. Particularly poignant is the subversion of island cultures by callous adventurers. The story you're about to hear concerns a black-hearted adventurer named Loger. History knows him by that name only, Loger. In fact, we know very little about him except that in 1823 he discovered an island brimming with happy, gullible natives, and what he did to those natives... Well, that is the rest of the story. There is a stereotypical impression of history's great adventurers as young men. Loger was retirement age when he embarked on his greatest adventure. To the natives of a certain island in the Atlantic Ocean, he said they were in big trouble. Their island, said Loger, was too heavy at one end. In time, it would surely sink into the sea. Understandably, there was much concern among the islanders. But if Loger could predict such a catastrophe, could he not prevent it as well? Yes, Loger's voice was reassuring. There was a solution to their predicament. He said the island would have to be sawed in half. The southern portion, then, would be turned around in the water. The islanders listened thoughtfully. They nodded approval, but how could such a task be accomplished? On an appointed day, said Loger, only the island's strongest men must gather with whatever digging tools were available. They must travel together with their families to the north section of the island, set up a camp, and start to work. But when the island was cut in half, how would the southern portion be turned around? Loger had that figured out also. Long poles mounted on pivots would do nicely, he said. They could simply maneuver the land mass by bracing their push poles in the shallows. Well, because Loger had stipulated that only the strongest of the island's men could take part, naturally all of the island men wanted to participate. He had counted on that. After 24 primitive pole and pivot mechanisms had been constructed, after digging implements had been collected, the men and their families congregated, moved north to the site where Loger had told them to dig. The only thing missing that day was Loger. Oh, yes, by that time the crafty Loger had departed for parts unknown, never, ever to be seen again. Historian Lloyd Olton explains that the con man known as Loger was so convincing, he got the island's people to pool their financial resources as well. And the day the islanders converged to saw their island in half, Loger disappeared, and with him went their money. Presumably, he and the money lived together happily ever after. When the duped islanders realized they'd been taken, they fussed and they cussed, and eventually they got over their embarrassment. The man history remembers only by his alias Loger, we now know was himself one of the islanders. He was an obscure retired carpenter. And the island, the inhabitants of which tried to saw their home in half in 1823, the island was Manhattan. And now you know the rest of the story.